So I guess you guys met today, and the Brian Little was saying that it helps to have a loose team to get over a loss like that. How do you use sense of humor at this time, or how do you get past it?
You just deal with what happened. I mean, it's not the first game of the season, so we've had losses along the way that we've had to deal with, and it's going to happen again going forward. It's not. It wasn't a major crisis meeting. We talked about the game, talked about tomorrow. And we have a routine. So we have a day that's supposed to look a certain way on a day like today, on an off day in between games, and the day went like that.
How would you assess the game overall?
I didn't think they scored on their best chances. Thought we were better in the first till about the three-minute mark. We gave up more than we'd like to in the second, but kind of finished on our chances there, and the third was just kind of tight and even, and some strange bounces. We didn't generate a whole lot in the third, but it was a tight third.
Well, you're a good performance then?
Didn't like the result a whole lot.
Well, you're a big guy on experience. How do you pull this experience out and try to make it a learning lesson, or is it one of those you just kind of put off to the shelf and keep that anger going into Tuesday?
Well, it's not a lesson learned in every game. Sometimes the game just gets played, you know. And because if you learned a lesson after every loss, you'd have a hard time finding 32 teams because they'd all go 82-0. You know, we've had some tough defeats. We've had good runs, and like I said, we have a routine that we follow. And most important, when you get into more pressure-filled games, and these continue to amp up in that, it's good to have a foundation to fall back on. So the players had a pretty good idea what was going to happen today when they came to the rink. We went through it. We'll get ready for tomorrow.
Matthew Perreault looked like he had a lot of energy out there. Looked like he was buzzing around on that fourth line. Said it was a little bit difficult moving back to the center dot, but yeah, you know, like being back, obviously. How did you assess his game?
Yeah, it was good. He had a lot of jump. I think that the minutes started to feel him more as the game went on. He came back okay today, and our preference would be to get him to the wing when we can.
Paul, do you watch for anything early on in the game tomorrow coming off of a loss for this? That's no.
No, I mean, the early game in Florida, we didn't mind. The early part of the game in Tampa, we really liked, you know. So, we all felt it, the pain of the loss. But it was one game. They didn't take 4 points from us. So we just get back and be ready to be good tomorrow.
And you said, I mean, obviously you didn't like the result of it, but would you be comfortable with the type of game or style of game that you saw your team play if they played that against maybe the Rangers?
Well, we're going to see some similar attributes from the Rangers, quite a bit of speed. And they do have a few defensemen that are that active, not quite as a group. They don't – they're – I don't know, basic's not the right word, but there's a fair amount of freelance in the Chicago game that's harder to contend with at times. But these guys got real good straightaway speed. They move the puck from their back end real well. So those things are similar to prepare for. Our game, you like a game where the other team gets nothing and you win, you know. So there's parts of the game that you want to play a little bit better. But it's two good teams, two tight. It was fairly tight until it wasn't. Then it was wide open, the block in the second. So we'd like to see a little more order in the game throughout, but because that suits us a little bit better. There were lots of good things too.
Brian Little says he's going to kind of approach tomorrow like it's a game day for him if everything goes according to plan. Are you along that same mindset?
Yeah, so he has a normal game day routine tomorrow. We'll see how he comes back after day. A little bumping toward the end of practice. He's gotten through everything off ice that he needs to do. So he will make the final call on this. He's far enough along. We want to make a good decision. We've got 5 days if he doesn't play. But at some point with all injuries, it's as good as it's going to feel, and you need to get into that full-blown contact. So we'll make that call tomorrow.
How about Ben Chiarot?
Closing in on the strength that he needs in his hand to feel comfortable that he can battle his legs. So it's just that. So he's been able to skate and condition. I'm sure he's had enough of that. But we won't clear him until he gets pretty close to feeling 100%.
Coach, you're in that, a position most teams are where you're happy to get players back. But you're in the unique position where the ones who have filled in have done a pretty good job. Can you maybe give us your philosophy on how you've got great players coming back, but where you put them and also where you put the players who have maybe surprised you with their level of play?
So some of it is the length of time a player has been out. The longer he's been out, the more you have to be aware of the minutes coming back, where the injury is. You worry more about guys coming back, believe it or not, with lower body injuries because they just haven't been able to skate as much as a guy like Benny. When he comes back, his legs will be as strong as they've been all year because he's been able to do it. So you have to leave what you really like, what's been driving your team. I don't think you can mess with that. At the same time, you're bringing good players back. You need them to win. And so with Maddie, we get him through that game. He feels good. As soon as we can, we'll get him up into a more minute situation. Brian comes back. If he feels 100%, I'm going to start him in the one hole. And then we'll have enough depth. I mean, 5-on-5, the minutes in those top three lines aren't a whole lot of different. It's power play, probably keep him off the PK so we can handle his minutes a little bit different like that. But you get in with your plan and then you see how he's going. And if he's going well, then you keep rolling. And if not, then you'll have to make an adjustment.
And to see somebody like Drew Stafford, who's come in and played well and done that, when you have that conversation, it's about having the right guys, clearly, that, like Wheeler did earlier, going, whatever you need.
Yeah, the room like that's been good. I mean, all the wingers say they play the both sides. Drew's got 17 points in 20 games, I believe, here, so we don't want to mess with that a whole lot. We've seen Matty Perreault play well in that position. Because we liked what we've gotten from Blake scoring, Mark's played in the last 8 or 9 games some of the best hockey that I've ever seen him play. So don't disrupt what's really working well, but the best players have to get in.
Lowry give you more room on that number one line, especially when Ladd, is going through the grind. Does that help that line when he's getting some space, maybe that he might not get with a little in the middle?
They control the puck differently. So if there's more of a physical presence, checks finished, pucks they get back off, reloads, things like that, where with Brian they'll control the puck on their stick a little bit more short area plays. I think having that option, and I look at that maybe in a year's time, we get further down the road, that whether you were playing road or home, you could flip-flop your centerman depending on the matchups with the other team.
Update on Toby?
That was good.
Sick?
A little bit off today. Be fine tomorrow.
Before the last game, you didn't mind sharing an early goalie decision. How about this time?
Well, it's no fun, though, if I do that. I mean, I've got him picked, so, and it's not that hard. So, you guys come tomorrow.
Okay.
Guys, show up. Come on tomorrow.